WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
We begin this morning with First Weather and our chief meteorologist, Dan Zarrow. Kind of an uneventful start to the week, Dan.
Yeah, boring weather forecast for you. Not necessarily a bad thing. I just wish it were a little bit warmer. We've got some chilly days ahead, and that includes this morning. Temperatures mostly bottoming out in the 20s here across the state this morning. I'm seeing plenty of teens to the northwest and in the middle of the Pine Barrens as well. We'll see lots of sunshine today. Yesterday's storm system, as expected, a near miss by mere miles from Cape May. We still have some lingering clouds in South Jersey to start the day. It'll be chilly and dry with a light breeze, high temperatures around 40. It'll be mostly clear and cold tonight, back down to the 20s and teens in the cold spots. We'll do it again tomorrow. Chilly sunshine, highs around 40. Wednesday morning, there could be some thicker clouds and flurries around then, becoming mostly to partly sunny with highs in the lower 40s. Upper 40s on Thursday, and we are going to watch a significant storm system Friday night into Saturday. Right now, looks like warming temperatures will make it all rain. Right now, Jersey City 28, Paulsboro 26, and Hightstown 24.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:02 on this Monday morning. Funeral services will be held later today for the TCNJ student who was killed by a drunk driver. Michael Sott was the designated driver for a group of friends, driving them home when his car was hit head-on. And Patrick Lavery joins us live with an update this morning. Patrick?
Eric, that funeral mass, 10 a.m. today at St. John the Apostle Church in Sott's hometown of Clark. And there and at the College of New Jersey, not a negative word has been said about this 20-year-old math major who seemingly was everyone's friend. Five more college students, four from TCNJ, remain recovering more than a week after the horrific crash, and efforts continue to assist them and their families, just as a GoFundMe page for Sott's family has raised nearly $75,000. The suspected impaired driver who hit Sott's car remains jailed in Mercer County, now facing a vehicular manslaughter charge. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thanks for the update. Dan Zarrow's commuter weather. We have temperatures that are starting out this morning in the 20s. Some teens, we're at or below freezing just about everywhere this morning, and lots of sunshine will be around today. Lingering clouds in South Jersey, but chilly and dry. A light breeze. High temperatures will top out around 40. We're going to see the teens and 20s again tonight, and then more of the same tomorrow. Chilly sunshine with a high around 40. And Dan has been tracking a storm system that could arrive for this weekend. We'll have more on that coming up in just a couple of minutes. Also ahead on New Jersey's First News, what the state's trying to do to control an exploding deer population. The story in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
New Jersey 101.5.
This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:06. Dan Zarrow's commuter weather. We're looking at temperatures that are below freezing everywhere this morning. Mostly 20. Some teens are on the board. 40 will do it. We'll have plenty of sunshine around today. And really, not much weather news to make over the next few days, though there is a potential storm that could arrive this weekend. Dan will have the latest on that track coming up in just a couple of minutes. The measles outbreak continues to grow in Ocean County. Health officials now say 86 people who attended a private event may have been exposed. All are being contacted by the county health department, but officials will not say where the event was held. There are currently 18 confirmed measles cases and 6 suspected cases under investigation in Ocean County. As promised, immigration authorities have begun stepped-up sweeps for illegals in New Jersey. More than 100 have been rounded up since Governor Murphy ordered police to stop cooperating with ICE agents. Among those rounded up, ICE says several were wanted for crimes in their home country. State lawmakers are planning a package of bills aimed at reducing New Jersey's deer population. They say it's a public safety problem that leads to thousands of car crashes, a public health problem that leads to Lyme disease, and an economic problem for agriculture.
Greg Sedam, the New Jersey Farm Bureau, says farmers are screaming for something to be done about deer, which cause over $10,000 a year in damage to more than one-third of farms surveyed, with 5% tallying the damage at over $50,000.
The white-tailed deer has become an epidemic. That's a tough word, but if you drive a car in New Jersey, I think you're going to agree with me.
Sedam says hunting alone can't solve the problem, though he suggested it would help if hunters were allowed to sell their venison.
If a person knew they could go hunting, take a couple of does, and knew they could make a couple $100 because they could sell the venison, this problem would clean up much quicker.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Most of us get behind the wheel of a car every day, but what driving costs in both time and money varies depending on where you live. New Jersey comes in as one of the worst states for drivers, no surprise, in a new report.
New Jersey ranks fourth on Bankrate's worst states for drivers list due to high insurance premiums, bad commute times, and a high percentage of poor road conditions, says analyst Adrian Garcia.
38% in poor condition is really on the higher side. You see places with California, which is dead last at 44%, but nationally, the total average is 22%.
New Jersey scores brownie points for its motor vehicle theft rate.
You have 135 vehicles stolen per 100,000 residents. That is a lot lower than the national rate. For comparison, that's about 237 vehicles stolen.
We also have a lower traffic fatality rate in 2016 than the national average. Jen Ursulo, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:09. Police and Homeland Security are continuing to look into a series of threats made to six schools last Friday. Three Lawrence schools in Mercer County targeted, along with schools in Linden and Jersey City. Police say the calls came from a similar untraceable number, and the threats are all related. Some people are more likely than others to get hooked on opioids once they start. A groundbreaking study right here in New Jersey is going to dig deeper into the epidemic that grips our state, hoping to identify genetic and other factors that lead to addiction and many times death.
Lead scientist Stefan Zajic with the Camden-based Coriell Institute says the study looks at three key groups in the spectrum of opioid use: those with chronic pain, those going through addiction treatment, and those who've OD'd.
In that study, we're collecting blood and brain samples.
The goal is to identify risk factors for addiction. The Institute says this research has the potential to save New Jersey families from the tragedy of opioid use disorder. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:10. An actor from New Jersey, best known as the goalie in the film Mighty Ducks, has found himself in trouble with the law again. Montvale's Sean Weiss is now 40. He was arrested for shoplifting from a Los Angeles Rite Aid. Weiss was arrested on drug charges over the summer. This latest arrest may have violated his parole. As if you didn't have enough to worry about already, a new study confirms a growing number of New Jersey residents are sleep texting, and they have no memory of what they've done the next day.
The study found 25% of respondents had carried on a text message conversation at night when they were sleeping. Dr. Jonathan Cass of the Sleep Disorder Center at Cooper University Hospital says this is not really surprising because people do all sorts of things when they're not awake.
The most common one we hear about is sleepwalking, but people eat in their sleep, they take showers, and now that they're so commonly involved in using their phones, it's sort of a reflex.
He adds occasional sleep texting is okay, but if it happens all the time, it could affect your ability to function the next day. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
It is another little bite of history in New Jersey. On Route 30 in Camden County sits a McDonald's with a single arch. It is one of only seven original golden arches that remain in the nation. This one has been there for 56 years. The marquee unique because it still bears the family crest of Richard and Maurice McDonald, the chain's founders. Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:12. We have temperatures this morning that are below freezing. Kids in a little jacket on the way to the bus stop. Plenty of sunshine today, but it's not going to be very warm. And that's really the weather story for the week, although we do have a storm system that could arrive this upcoming weekend. We'll get an extended look at the forecast with Dan and then recap our top stories next.
New Jersey 101.5 is your news, traffic, and weather first responders. Count on us for up-to-the-minute information from our award-winning news team.
I'm Eric Scott, topping our report this hour.
Count on us to get you around with fast traffic.
Bob Williams, New Jersey Traffic North.
Jill Byron, New Jersey Traffic South.
Count on us to keep you and your family safe with instant weather.
I'm meteorologist Dan Zero.
New Jersey 101.5, your first responders for news, traffic, and weather.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:14, as we bring in our chief meteorologist, Dan Zero, this morning to take a look at the week ahead, Dan. And I guess it's really not this week, but the upcoming weekend that might be concerning.
Right, that's our next significant storm system coming into view for the Friday night into Saturday time frame here. The rest of the week is looking boring. Not necessarily a bad thing. I just wish it were about 5 to 10 degrees cooler. That would bring us closer to normal for early to mid-December. Today, we'll have lots of sunshine across most of the state. Now, the storm system that just barely missed New Jersey this weekend is leaving some lingering cloud cover along the southern coast, so that'll be with us through at least this morning. It'll be chilly, it'll be dry, with a light breeze to about 15 miles an hour. Look for high temperatures around 40. That is warmer than this weekend, but we're still holding 5 to 7 degrees below normal for this time of year. Mostly clear and cold tonight, back down to the 20s, teens in the cold spots, and tomorrow we'll bring more of the same chilly sunshine and highs around 40. Wednesday morning could be a few clouds and even some flurries around, nothing more than that. Then mostly to partly sunny, highs lower 40s. We'll bounce into the upper 40s or so on Thursday, and Friday we could see some 50s again, but here comes that storm system Friday night and all day on Saturday, but it looks like it's going to carry some warmer air with it. So with temperatures in the 40s and 50s for the duration, we are looking at all rain as it stands right now. New Jersey First News Time is 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock, this is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, final goodbyes to a TCNJ student who was killed by a drunk driver. He was the designated driver trying to get all of his friends home safely. The state is looking at ways to control a growing and dangerous deer population. One idea would be to allow hunters to sell venison. In sports, the Eagles' playoff hopes take a hit. They lose in overtime in Dallas. Giants blew out the Redskins, helping out Philly somewhat. And in a battle for last place, it was the Jets beating the Bills on a late TD. Your bus stop forecast and New Jersey fast traffic next.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey First News Time is 5:19. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow with your bus stop forecast for this Monday morning. Very cold out there to start, teens and 20s now. We'll only make it to around 40 degrees this afternoon. Lots of sunshine for most of the state with some clouds in South Jersey. It'll be dry with a light breeze. Just a chilly Monday here across New Jersey. New Jersey First News Time is still 5:19.
Jersey Radio.
You guys are in a class of your own.
New Jersey 101.5. You're listening to New Jersey's First News. A full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news. From your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:23 it is on a Monday morning, beginning a brand new work week with a real uneventful weather week ahead, although it is not going to be particularly warm. Temperatures this morning are in the 20s and some teens. 40 will do it for the high, and we are expecting pretty much the same weather pattern over the next couple of days at least. We'll have full details of the forecast from Dan coming up here in a minute. President Trump is weighing at least four people now to serve as his next chief of staff. After plans for an orderly succession for departing John Kelly fell through, the high-profile hiring search comes at a pivotal time as the president looks to prepare his White House for the twin challenges of securing re-election and fending off inquiries once Democrats gain control of the House next year. Trump's top pick for the job, Nick Ayers, dropped out of the running. New Jersey lawmakers are moving ahead with a number of measures aimed at giving young workers a head start and a solid career. The measure is part of a much bigger package of bills tackling the issue, would help develop and expand apprenticeship programs.
One measure approved this month would provide tax credits for businesses that participate in certain apprenticeship programs. Another provides a tuition fee waiver for apprenticeship courses. Sal Resolvato with the New Jersey Gasoline Convenience Store and Automotive Association says, like other industries, theirs is struggling to secure highly qualified workers.
If you want qualified people working on your car, then we need to get qualified people into training, and an apprenticeship program is a way to do it.
Another measure establishes an apprenticeship pilot program for youth. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:24. A small plane made an emergency landing on a golf course in North Jersey where some people were actually playing. No serious injuries are being reported. Three adults and a child were aboard that single-engine plane when it landed Sunday afternoon on the fairway of the ninth hole of the Paramus Golf Course. Police say two of the adults and the child suffered minor injuries, but further details were not disclosed. The pilot reported engine problems shortly after takeoff. A New Jersey healthcare group has received a three-year, $375,000 grant to address veterans' mental health care issues.
Mary Dietry of the Health Research and Educational Trust Fund of New Jersey says,
the veteran community has a unique cultural set of needs that when dealing with mental health care, providers should be aware of.
The trust is part of the New Jersey Hospital Association. Dietry says the funding will support a model to expand knowledge and access to veteran mental health services that will go well beyond the three-year federal grant.
It's not just about classroom time. It's about building a system of care for these folks.
Joe Cutter, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Pressure is mounting on the French president to announce concrete measures to calm protests marked by violence when he addresses his nation tonight. He will be breaking a long silence, widely seen as aggravating a crisis that has shaken the government and the entire nation. He will consult in the morning with national and local officials as he tries to get a handle on the ballooning and radicalizing protest movement triggered by anger at his policies, resulting in many fuel tax hikes. Time on New Jersey's First News, 526. It is cold this morning. Not going to warm up much, and that's the pattern, really, as we start a new work week. Dan has the forecast details in 4 minutes on the half hour at 5:30. Also coming up at 5:30, we'll have the latest as a college community says goodbye to one of their own killed by a drunk driver. Business news is next.
Your phone is always with you. And so is New Jersey 101.5. Listen to New Jersey 101.5 anytime, anywhere. Download the app.
Anywhere I go in the country, I tune in on the app and I feel like I'm at home.
The New Jersey 101.5 app. Download it now. It's free. Supported by Robert Tekansky of RE/MAX First Advantage.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:28, as we update business news this morning. A new trading week about to begin, and Asian markets have been broadly lower. China protested the arrest of a senior executive of a Chinese electronics giant suspected of trying to evade U.S. trade curbs on Iran. Stocks tumbled on Wall Street Friday. The Dow has been plummeting. New Jersey's First News, engineered by Kathy Wagner. Our news director is Annette Petrocioni, content coordinator by Dan Alexander and Patrick Lavery. Sergio Bichow is at the editor's desk.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.